Now more and more of the traditional Web2 brands are transitioning into Web3. What are some of the challenges when it comes to the preservation of the digital identity?
Okay, so in regards of how brands, so as you've mentioned, lots of brands are starting to understand how they're going to enter Web3 in such way that their clientele can be a part of it, right? So how I would imagine is brands that have a very large community of already loyal fans or engaged customers can use Web2, their existing, say, social media, and venture into Web3 in ways that they are comfortable. So with Web2, brands are using ways such as their Instagram, where, for example, lots of brands have high amount of followers, but who's to say how many of those followers are really a active customer of the brand. So brands can start to find ways to segment or even target their audience and guide them into Web3.
So that means that it's possible to leverage the existing Web2 infrastructure to propel your Web3 brand.
I think so. I think at this stage, Tessa, like, because not everyone in this existing brand, like customers, are aware of Web3. So it's best to find ways, I find, to use ways that they are already engage with without even thinking too much about it. So for example, links that leads you to a microsite that brings you into a metaverse and you're collecting something, that is one way to bring them into Web3. Other ways could be something as simple as scanning a QR code that can enable them to open, say, a labeled maybe a previously white labeled wallet that now has the brand name on it that enables the customer to open a new wallet, like a custodial wallet, and engage with a brand in that kind of way. I find the best way to do it is when they utilize what they are good at and ways that their customers are already engaged in. So that's how I see it. Okay, so how I define brands though is like lots of the strong brands, right? So legacy brands are probably the ones I'm going to use as examples. They already have a very strong brand DNA and brand codes, right? And you think about it, Web3 is all about collaboration and having a bit more of this creator's economy and the idea of having an open metaverse. So it is actually a part of Web3 to bring in some of these new collaborations and help further push the brand into the new kind of era, right? So I think how brands can differentiate themselves and not lose their identity is some of these brand codes, their DNA, say core colors, their history, their logos, some of these things won't change. But just like in Web2, we can say the same kind of question also happens, right? There is also the idea of user-generated content. So anyone can interpret your brand and it could become a viral moment, right? So as a brand, you also lose that as well if you allow other people to take your brand and also collaborate on top. But I think there's certain things that brands are able to maintain and also engage and adopt and have more people join aboard.
Last few years, we have seen the rise of the digital as the way forward for the brands to enter the Web3. How does digital fit in with this whole idea of the brand continuity?
Okay. Oh, okay. So this one, I can share and elaborate a little bit more. So the idea of digital usually can come in several different ways. I will use the example of, say, a NFC chip first that is embedded into a physical item. And then that physical item, when you enter into a store, like your the virtual or the retail store in which that brand is is from. Once you enter that store, it can trigger and open a range of different kind of activations. So for example, if you are wearing a shirt that has an NFC chip by a brand that you are now visiting in the physical store, you are now you will soon be, if not right now, not all stores are doing it, you can look in front of a virtual try-on mirror and perhaps certain elements about that, about your story of the brand can show up in the mirror. For example, it could be telling you about the story, the designer's story on how they decide to come about with this outfit. Maybe it talks about some of the sustainability factors behind it. Now that's one. But with the NFC chip, it can also have a NFT twin, right? So that's your digital twin. And using that digital twin, you're also able to go into the metaverse or any kind of immersive store environment that enables the user to experience different kind of activations created by the brand there.
So that kind of redefines the traditional brand customer relationship.
Yes, I think what's going on is before brands are able to drive the message, like we are this, we have this many years of history, these are the trends, this is what you'll wear, this is going to be the price point, right? But what you soon find in something like Web3 is no longer like just one way. It could be very much like a dual. It works both ways. Of course, majority should still be controlled by the brand and the brand's framework. But the participant, the person who is holding a digital wearable or collectible that's a signifier of the brand, can now be participating in some of the brand journey. So it will change the dynamics of brands. But at the same time, these are the expectations of some of these younger generation and their expectation in terms of how they are involved.
How do we ensure that the original values of the brand are kept during that process?
Okay. I think with this question, I think it really depends on that brand and that how the brand defines and hold their value. I mean, a lot of this can be really be put on, say, the blockchain, right? So a lot of these like precedents or colors or originality can be already immortalized onto the blockchain and also transparent. But at the same time, brands also have the responsibility to share and kind of guide along how these users should participate with their brands.
Most important thing about transitioning from Web2 to Web3 is to have a seamless transition. So the customer wouldn't notice that he's entering something awkward, some like user interface that is unfriendly.
I think everything that customers now are getting so much more sophisticated. Their ability to find information is just like limitless, right? So we do have that expectation. But at the same time, I believe a lot of the users are also very easy to adapt to new technology once they kind of see it several times or realize the convenience of it in such a way that it becomes seamless. If you think back, a lot of these other previous Web2 usages are very second nature to us now, like scanning a QR code, adding a hyperlink, or jumping into, like, say, tapping a link and going into a Telegram group, all of which were pretty new at once when we weren't sure what it is. So I think a lot of these seamlessness is a very important part in order for the user to have a good experience. Because I think no matter if it's Web2 or Web3, if a brand or if a user does not have a very good first experience or first impressions, it will take a lot for them to give it a try again.
So in future, most of the brands will have their decentralized component, probably.
Well, I think what's happening is it's not going to be right away, but because there is this really fast shift toward Web3, and Web3 is about having decentralization, there will be elements of a brand to offer the decentralization to their customers. Because one of the reasons is the underlying foundation is to have ownership of these digital assets. And I think this is going to be a very big part of what Web3 is about.